This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
The heart of Jesus sounds so very heavy in today's Bible reading. He has a mission to accomplish. He's about to bring fire to earth, so he says. In other words, cataclysmic change, which will bring division and strife. But it must take place in order to rescue people from sin, death, and darkness. The cross is constantly on his mind. He has a task to perform, and it weighs heavily upon his shoulders. He's about to give his life as a sacrifice for many. Now, what exactly does that mean? Let's for a moment revisit the story of Abraham in order to understand why Jesus had to die. This is a song called Abraham and Isaac from my album Kaleidoscope of Characters.
Abraham was tested, oh so sorely tested. He just got a message from the living God. Go down to Moriah, sacrifice your boy there. Burn him as an offering, then report to me. Early the next morning, as the day was dawning, saddled up his donkey, set off on his way. Isaac travelled with him, trusting and unknowing, lamb for the burnt offering, Abraham load grain. Come to your daddy, my little laddie, don't think badly of me, I've a job to do. He put him on an altar and he didn't falter, raised his knife to slay him, then he heard a voice. Abraham, don't hurt him, lay no hand upon him. Now God knows you're faithful, offered him your son. Now what takes the biscuit from a nearby thicket? Abraham found a ram there, offered it instead. Dance to your daddy, my little laddie. God has saved us both, now I am dancing too.
Trying to understand the true purpose of Jesus' mission, we have to understand the meaning of the word sacrifice. Sacrifice is when someone dies in someone else's place. Abraham had been ordered by God to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice, but at the last minute, as Abraham raised his knife to kill him, God stopped him from doing so, and a ram was provided by God to be sacrificed in his son's place. Abraham's son had been under the power of death. He was a sin offering, but a ram was offered in his place, rescuing him. The ram paid the price instead. Here then is the great symbolism. Jesus too became a lamb to the slaughter, that we who deserve death through our sins might be set free. He takes our place. John the Baptist recognized Jesus as this sacrifice too. In John's Gospel, we're told what the Baptist said when Jesus approached him for baptism in the Jordan River. It says, "The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.'" Here's Keith and Kristen Getty with "Behold the Lamb of God."
Behold the Lamb who bears our sins away, slain for us. And we remember the promise made that all who come in faith find forgiveness at the cross. And so we share in this bread of life, and we drink. sacrifice as a sign of our bonds of peace around the table of the King. Body of our Savior Jesus Christ, torn for you. Eat and remember the wounds that heal, the death that brings us life, paid the price to make us one. Every stain of sin shed for you. Drink and remember, He drank death's cup that all may enter in to receive the life of God. So we share in this bread of life.
Let's listen to that heavy-hearted reading from Luke 12, beginning to read at verse 49. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it's going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, oh, it's going to be hot, and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? You see, here Jesus seems to know that his death and resurrection will bring about controversy and division. He gives the impression that the waves are closing over him, oppressing him until all is accomplished. did he wonder whether he would prove faithful to his task. But regardless, he resolutely pressed on. Here's a song called Oceans by Hillsong.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand.
You know, we too can feel that brokenness at times, that sense of helplessness. We too can be swamped by circumstances or by a future that seems so mapped out for us, from which there seems to be no escape. We can sometimes feel so utterly unworthy and incapable of accomplishing anything in life. Broken. There was a water bearer in India who had two large pots. One hung on each end of a pole which he carried across his neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walk from the stream to the master's house. The cracked pot arrived only half full. For a full 2 years this went on daily, with the bearer delivering only 1.5 pots full of water to his master's house. The perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, perfect to the end for which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection, and miserable that it was able to accomplish only half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be a bitter failure, it spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream. "I'm ashamed of myself, and I want to apologize to you." "Why?" asked the bearer. "What are you ashamed of?" "I have been able for these past 2 years to deliver only half my load because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your master's house. Because of my flaws, you have to do all of this work and you don't get full value from your efforts," the pot said. The water bearer felt sorry for the old cracked pot, and in his compassion he said, "As we return to the master's house, I want you to notice the beautiful flowers along the path." Indeed, as they went up the hill, the old cracked pot took notice of the sun warming the beautiful wild flowers on the side of the path, and this cheered it some. But at the end of the trail, it still felt bad because it had leaked out half of its load, and so again it apologized to the bearer for its failure. The bearer said to the pot, "Did you notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw, and I took advantage of it. I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back from the stream, you've watered them. For 2 years I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate my master's table. Without you being just the way you are, he would not have this beauty to grace his house." We too have a task before us, one God has given to us all, to bring beauty out of the brokenness of this world. I'm convinced when we actually try to do this, God comes to help us and causes us to be successful. And his power is always best shown in love. Our next song has this beautiful chorus. "God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame." It's a song called "Beauty for Brokenness," written and sung by Graeme Kendrick.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cure for their ills. Work for the craftsman, trade for their skills. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear. Cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Ravished earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned, our future and dreams. Lord, end our madness, carelessness, greed. Make us content with the things that we need. God of the poor, friend of the weak, compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Lighten our darkness, breathe on this flame.
This theme of division, even persecution, coming to our world through Christ's sacrifice for us really did occur at that time and since. Do you think I have come to bring peace on earth? Jesus said. No, I tell you, but division. A very similar reading to this one today was one I found really difficult to speak about 3 years ago at the time of the Brexit vote. I even found it impossible to do the background research on it for my radio programme. I could see how divided our nation had suddenly become, and it really, really upset me. There was a pretty depressing article in the New Yorker magazine depicting the UK as a John Cleese figure stepping off a cliff, falling into nothingness. But you know what strengthened me was quite a different image from the Bible. It came to me, Peter stepping out of the boat, not a cliff, but stepping out of a boat to walk on waters of faith. Someone who kept their eyes on Jesus and trusted in him, rather than stare in terror at the winds and the waves. When we keep our eyes on Jesus, we look to his principles to guide us, such as love, truth, harmony, peace, communication, understanding, and so on. I believe that by clinging on to such principles, this will be the saving of us as a nation. Let's have a patriotic hymn. I vow to thee, my country. That lovely hymn was recorded at the Royal Albert Hall at a remembrance service. As we interpret the signs of the times, let us stand firm in faith. St. Matthew tells us, because of the multiplication of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. There is power in love. No love is higher. No love is wider, no love is deeper, no love is truer, no love is higher, no love is wider, no love is like his. So thank you for listening to our programme today. I'm afraid our time has run out again. We're going to end our programme with the hymn I mentioned called Here is Love, Vast as the Ocean, and it's sung by Robin Mark. Have a good week, everyone. Say goodbye, Andrew.
Bye, everyone.
And goodbye from me, Sheila Hamill. See you next week. Bye for now.
Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us.
His precious love.
And love.